Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from 1 Peter chapter 4. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. If anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the godly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, welcome back, everyone, in a blessed Epiphany season to all of you as we rejoice and embrace in this new year. This morning, as we reflect on Christ truly being the light of the world during this Epiphany season, St. Peter, in his text, gives us a bit of a reality check as what our lives as Christians looks like. Because our lives as Christians is not about simply having fun, being comfortable, being happy. There are days where we may not feel like those shepherds after hearing the angels' jubilant song of Gloria and rejoicing and going to Bethlehem. But instead, probably more often than not, our lives may look more like Elijah when Jezebel was on the hunt for him. Scared, lonely, tired, we hear the despair in the prophet's own words. The people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. The reality is that the world around us tells us to avoid suffering at all costs. In fact, if you look at commercials during December, they lecture you that you should be happy and comfortable, especially during the holidays, and their new products can help you achieve that. The thing is, our sinful flesh is all too eager to embrace these messages. Who actually likes to suffer? Does anyone really enjoy the suffering that accompanies backaches that you get from shoveling heavy, icy snow? But really, according to the world, suffering really should have no place in our lives, especially around Christmas and New Year's. But these are not our Lord's words to us gathered here this morning. Instead, we are told time and time again that as Christians, we will endure suffering on account of Christ. But what is the suffering that St. Peter is talking about? Well, he's not talking about the suffering that we bring about on ourselves because of our own sinful actions or inactions. Indeed, as St. Peter writes, let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer. St. Peter is not talking about suffering that comes across all those things that we deal with as part of a sinful, fallen world either, like shoveling snow or other ailments we may face. Instead, St. Peter is talking about a greater suffering than these things. He's talking about a suffering on account of Christ, and a suffering that comes from Satan and the world around us. St. Peter himself is no stranger to this kind of suffering, as he himself will be crucified under Emperor Nero's orders shortly writing, after writing his epistles, this very day, Christians around the world suffer and die on account of the faith. So this then may lead us to wonder, how do we as Christians suffer today here in America? How we suffered on account of Christ in our own lives? Now perhaps the brutal answer is, if we're honest with ourselves, maybe we haven't suffered much at all. Maybe we haven't suffered much at all because we have not been too eager to confess Christ with those in our own lives. John the Baptist was imprisoned and beheaded for admonishing King Herod for committing adultery. Elijah, as we discussed earlier, was given a death sentence by Jezebel after he called out and eliminated the prophets of Baal. Jesus foretells Peter's own death after his glorious resurrection on account of the faith. But how often do we, as Christians, shy away from being bold in our confession of Christ and his love and his will for us? This past Christmas and New Year's, as we gathered together with family and friends, did we shy away from confessing biblical truths about these important things like marriage, being between one man and one woman, the sinful consequences of cohabitation? The list goes on. I was blessed with the opportunity during the Christmas break to guest preach at a church, actually it was Sunday after Christmas. And of course, 5 minutes before the service, someone approached me and spoke those words that every pastor just loves to hear right when the service is about to start. "Pastor, I brought my non-LCMS friends to church. Can you talk to them about closed communion? I don't want them to get mad at me." Forget about trying to avoid suffering that comes with things like shoveling snow. How much more do we try to avoid suffering on account of Christ in order to preserve peace within our own families and within our own relationships? As a faithful Lutheran pastor once wrote, we would not want John the Baptist at our Christmas dinner table because he calls out sin as it is, and he calls us to repentance. Jesus himself says he comes not to bring peace, but a sword. Yet this type of suffering, the sufferings of relationships within our own lives, are things that we try to avoid. Because let's face it, it's much easier to stay silent and smile as we listen to those celebrating sinful actions at the dinner table than it is to speak up and confess Christ's truth about these things. Our Lord speaks to us today that we are to take comfort and have confidence in his words and his promises to us. He gives you the power to be bold in your confession of the faith because he is with you all the way, as we just sung. Christ truly is the light of the world. No amount of darkness can overcome him. The same Christ who was born of the Virgin Mary, who brought salvation to the entire world through his glorious death and resurrection, to sinners like you and like me, it's the same Christ who is with you today in the ways he has promised through his word and through his sacraments. He cares for you. He strengthens your faith. He blesses you. He loves you without end. No matter what sufferings may come our way and that we may endure on account of him. What's more, St. Peter even writes that we are to say that we are able to rejoice when suffering comes our way. Why? Because we are given the promise from our Lord himself that these sufferings will come to an end. Christ himself joins us in our sufferings. He who endured the trials of temptation and the sufferings of death, even death upon a cross. Since we therefore share with Christ in his sufferings, he assures us that we will also share with him in the glories the glories of resurrection. As St. Paul writes, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning, as we continue through this Epiphany season, be assured today that just like the Magi, like Mary and Joseph, like Elijah, John the Baptist, St. Peter, and all of the saints that have gone before us, you too are children of God. You have a heavenly King who will deliver you from the sufferings of this world, the sufferings that you face in your own lives on account of Christ. Again, no, we're not called to actively seek out suffering. We are not to be haughty or mean to those in our lives. And we are not to shy away from confessing the faith either. We are to confess Christ's truths in love and out of love for those in our own lives, even if we may suffer on account of that confession. Continue to cling with all boldness and confidence to Christ's promises to you, that you will receive eternal life, and that you can rejoice today, because no matter what sufferings you face, no matter how great that darkness may seem, you have Christ, who is the light of the world, dwelling within you, a light no darkness can overcome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.